Nicotine. It is one of the most commonly abused drugs in the course of history. How did this come to be, and why do people continue to use it? My name is Peyton. Today is May 24th, 2019, and I'm at Plymouth North High School, and today I'll be teaching you all you need to know about the nicotine epidemic. Nicotine is a nitrogen-containing chemical which is made by several types of plants from the nightshade family. Once used as a pesticide in the 1690s, it is now used as an addictive stimulant. Nicotine can be administered many ways, including smoking cigarettes or cigars, or the newest trend, vaping. Vaping is the use of an electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, to heat up a liquid which generates vapor by the user. The liquid in the e-cigarette contains nicotine, making vaping addictive. Although these e-cigarettes originally were created as a way to help cigarette smokers stop smoking, as it does less harm than traditional cigarettes, it is now used by teenagers for fun, mainly because of the use of flavored pods or e-juice. Vaping itself is more safe than smoking, but that doesn't mean it is risk-free. It still has the risks of nicotine, including memory and attention loss. The other chemicals in the vapor have been known to contain cancer-causing chemicals called carcinogens. Despite these scary facts, so many teenagers are still using these vapes. How many, you may ask? Well, I asked a few students here at Plymouth North, what percent of kids do you think vape at this school? What percentage of kids at North do you think vape?
Maybe like 75.
What percent of Plymouth North do you think vapes?
80%.
What percentage of kids at North do you think vape?
90%.
These are actual students giving their thoughts, and it is surprising. I also asked some kids who have tried vaping if they knew the risk beforehand.
Yeah.
No.
The number of young people abusing nicotine is growing by the minute, and it was starting to become normalized. I spoke to another student about their experience in high school during this vaping trend. Have you ever tried vaping?
No.
Would you ever try vaping?
No, I think it's dumb when people do that.
Why not?
Because it's bad for your health and there's too many risks associated with it.
Do you know of any underage people who vape regularly?
Yes.
Do you think these people are aware of what nicotine does to their body?
I don't think so.
Why do you think they don't care?
I think they just get pressured into doing it and they seem to think it's the cool thing to do, but it's really not and it can really affect you negatively.
Do you think vaping and nicotine use is an epidemic among teens?
I do think so.
Have you ever seen a student vaping while on school campus?
Yes.
Is this a regularly occurrence?
Yeah, that's why we have vape detectors in the bathrooms.
Do you know if these people are caught vaping?
I know some of them are, yes.
Are you aware of the vape detectors here at Plymouth North?
Yes.
Do you think that they are effective?
No, because I think taking it away is not going to do anything. The kids will just get new ones.
Thank you.
Yep.
This student thankfully has not tried vaping, but sadly she is part of the minority. In a Safety and Health magazine press conference, it was shared that 80% of high school aged students reported they have been offered a vape or have tried vaping within the past year. That is higher than the percent of smokers during the peak smoking year 1964, which was only 42%. Nicotine is highly addictive, which, in combination with the flavored e-juice, is most likely the reason that teens are becoming dependent on their vaping devices. This is a big problem in our society today, and I advise you all to make sure you know the risks of something before you try it out. This is Peyton Cohan reporting for Anti-Drug Podcast. Tune in next week for a new segment.